Blog Talk Radio.
Yeehaw, we're on for 60 minutes. Good evening, everybody. I forgot. Can we let this play? This is also, on air. Okay, yeah.
Hey. Thank Kelly you. Going wild. Now. Here we go.
Yay. Going wild tonight, man.
It is. It's wilder than everything. Kelly, I can feel you up there in Idaho. I'm down here in Tennessee, and it's water going by. We got boats, and everybody's on the Delta Queen in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Gonna say, yeah, you better tell everybody where you're at. It's like he's a Scorpio and he's on the water. He's on the Chattanooga Choo Choo running down the tracks. And actually, he's on the riverboat. You can hear the riverboat in the background. That's where he's at tonight. Enjoying the sunset.
Beautiful energy, but nice place. And I've really impressed everybody. I want to thank all you fans, especially you those in McMinnville, and those of you who showed up to Hastings today for the book, and those of you who are going to be getting the book. We also were in Murfreesboro. Tennessee, I can't really say the name right, but I had a really good time. You guys were a lot of fun. You made me feel really good. It was really nice to hear how many of you guys are going to be tuning in to us on Tuesday night at 11 p.m. for Living in the Psychic Realm on Rocco Television. And I want to thank all of you guys. We're having a really good blast here. This thing is really cool. We're going to spend the night out here and sleep on this really cool steamboat. And it's just, it's beautiful here. I have always heard about the mountains. You can look over to my right, and there is the Smoky Blue Mountains. I know why they call them that. There's this really beautiful energy, and tonight we've got some really good cloud work. You can see the energy going over them. It's just really beautiful lavenders, and it's just Chattanooga is just phenomenal. We've got the most beautiful southern hospitality, and it's a lot of fun, and they would tease me with the name Jeff, so I said, I never had this hospitality. I'm from Wyoming. So we've been just really
They're friendly
impressed.
In Tennessee, I know.
They're friendly. We thank
we got a
guys.
Question
We're
from chat. Linda wanted to know how the book signing went today. Hopefully
Excellent.
Everybody
went. Thank you, guys. It went really good. Excellent. One group got all of the paperbacks, and one got all the hardbacks, and everybody got together. News. We went out the door. We've got a couple left. I signed and left at both stores, and
cool.
I had to go eat. You know me, I was missing dinner, and then we went out the door.
Oh, just bring you a soft cake.
It was there. And just, that was beautiful with the whole energy. I just was really impressed with the fact that yesterday I got to listen in, and I want to thank Linda. We had a lot of people in with her beautiful Linda Irwin's music, and I had a really good proposition for her. They want me to bring her CDs with them signed, and can
oh,
they
cool.
buy the CD from me? And I said, sure. I said, me and Linda will get together and have her send me some, and they can get them. I had a lady here tell me, she goes, she can't believe that. She said she's paid $30 and $40 for CDs and never heard the beautiful music she heard from Linda for $20. I said, Linda's more into helping people than she is anything. She goes, that was just crazy. She goes, where are they? I said, on the radio. She goes, well, I can't get them off of you. I said, no, I'm getting mine too. Because the mailman hasn't delivered. Like, yes. So we're going to have to get together and have her sign some of those ones, and then we'll just bring them with the book, you know.
Oh, way cool. So.
A good
I'm
idea.
Telling her that in type here, too. It's like, guess what, Linda? Jeff is selling your CDs. Awesome.
And cool. The woman told me, she goes, like, you're just as crazy as you are in person. And I want to thank you guys for teasing me yesterday. I said, I'm pretty much like this. Kelly told you guys that back in February. What you see is what you get with me. I'm pretty nuts. It's like, we're just pretty hyper.
And what happened to Flip Wilson? No. That's a lie.
Exactly. You know, and I've got a really good promotion for all of you guys who've done the coffee and the tea, and we're going to be looking at that. Make sure you guys have got in there for August, you know, that we'll be giving you that half an hour reading, and we're going to just go ahead and have anybody who buys in a box of what they want to do with it. The guys are telling me that we'll be doing that and giving you a 45-minute reading if you guys do this, but you have to do it by the 3rd of September because we will extend it just for this vacation, the fun we're having. I want to thank everybody who did get not only on the coffee, but we had a really good experience with people in Missouri. And I got to see my great niece in Missouri, a very psychic child, and everyone was teasing. The friend there was laughing at my niece. I was telling her about the coffee. She's like all excited. We're drinking it. And I found out that a lot of you guys in Missouri want to have this. So go to your Barnes & Nobles and tell them Psychic's Gone Wild. You need to see Psychic Jethro. And they told me that if we get people there, then we'll go through Missouri and do it. We had a few places
awesome.
Like Springfield that are going to do the book. And, you know, let Barnes & Nobles and Hastings know. And one of the phenomenal things that we're having right now is that we've got a really good group, and we're looking forward to going into next month. And all of you guys know that we're going to be changing things around. Psychic's Gone Wild will always be Psychic's Gone Wild Crazy with me and Kelly and Tomla and Linda and Amy. And we've added a new thing that we're going to do, a psychic chat teaching that's going to take over where Living in the Realm is there. And it's going
to
be in that same time zone with Sandra and Ryan and that group. And Linda bounces over there. Now Amy's went wild and also teaching, and she's over there. So you guys can grab onto with her. And me and Kelly in our readings, what we were known and what we first started, what we do is help you people with the readings and the gift, and you guys have made it there. And then we're going to go September 4th, Tuesday night. Like I said, we'll be on television half an hour with Psyche Jethro, and we're going to just bring it right over there. Living in the Realm is going to take a notch up and bring over all the family from here. We can run it. We're going to do half an hour shows there every Tuesday night. So all of you guys will get with us on the remote. We're nominating for Supernatural Top Psychics of the Year, and I nominated Amy Kavanoff. They're going to be sending her a nomination for one of the top psychics to be in there, and we've got all of you guys put your vote in. You guys voted for me last year. You put me in, and I thank you, and we're going to put in Kelly Colder Mallory. Make sure you put her name on that list for her Destiny card readings. And one of the really good things from the Supernatural is they already have nominated Aurora Rose. She's in already, and all of you guys put your vote in to see how high she'll go. We joked last year because Aurora didn't know that, and all of you guys,
oh, wow,
were, all of us were doing our votes, and they put in Sandra Green and Celeste, Psychic Celeste, and I'm going to get all emotional. You guys make me so proud. We've just really, this family's taken off with our psychic work, and it's just, they started sending me this email, and I said, oh, my God, everybody that's on the list is all of us. And one goes, well, you didn't forget about Linda Irwin. I said, no, I didn't forget. They go, good, because you got about 16 nominations there. And it's like, whoa, that's a compliment. You know, some of us only get maybe one or two. I remember a couple years ago I was trying everything, and I got Best American Psychic, and then I started getting in, and I was just anything. And to see people nominate just continually from our show. So all of you guys who are putting in those votes, remember, any psychic of ours you want to put in, put their name in, and we're all getting it together, and we're going to be running, you know, with the votes and see who takes the top. Last year was really wild, and we ended up with quite a few of the friends and family in that top 50, and I have a feeling we're going to beat that this year.
Cool. Very cool. Well, we got some callers waiting to talk.
Yes, let's get them on here. Let's go wild.
Let's go wild.
I'm ready. I've only been reading a little.
Our first caller here is from area code 847. 847, you're on with us.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Wound up, loving the water and feeling like the energy, like you got something going on. If you'll give me your first name here, I'll ask the guides and read for you a few minutes here.
Okay, perfect. My name's Jill.
Jill?
Okay. Yes.
Jill, I'm picking up a lot of, I'm picking up some other tension from you. I feel like you are, you're very gifted or something. They're showing me you're very, you've got a lot of energy and you're seeing stuff you're not liking. It seems like you've got to do something that's not really pleasant.
Yes.
And the angels are telling me that you're doing this and you're going to be able to do this and you're going to get through handling this, but it's not easy. And you're one of those people that you have guides that don't give you a choice. If you don't do what they want, they'll give you headaches, they'll make you stressed. I keep seeing like this isn't a pleasant task, but I feel like somebody's not doing what they said they were doing. You've got to come down on them or something here. They're showing you've got to do something unpleasant.
That's exactly correct.
It's, I've got the water under me. You got me here in Tennessee. You're making me go, woo. I was like, I've had a couple readings earlier this week, and now I'm back, and I'm like, oh, man, Jill. They're also telling me if you'll give your date of birth, Kelly will give you your birth card reading, too. You give her your date of birth there so she can look that up for you.
Can I ask you, so when I do this, what's the reaction going to be?
I feel like the reaction is they're not going to be happy, but you know what, Jill, you've put up with this before in your family.
Right.
You've done this before, and you know the sad thing is it's your angels doing this. You don't really have much of a choice here. Either you go whichever way you're going to go with them, and it's like I keep feeling like this is going to end up being the best for you, and you've got to do that. You always put everybody before you, Jill, and you can't do that anymore. I'm going to get on you a little bit and mother you a little bit, but your help is... You for years you've taken the yoke and you've done the extra work. And the guys are saying no more. They said that they're telling me that you're a very good person and you've got to do this through. And one thing about you, everybody knows with you, Jill, is when you say something, you mean it.
So do they know do they purposely know they're taking advantage of me?
I feel like they think they can kind of slide it by. They kind of know, and what they're kind of sliding by is that they feel like they're doing that with you. They feel like they're getting you in the energy, and I psychically they're saying that they're getting you where they're doing the whole work with it. They said that they know that they're doing, I do get that they do know that. They also kind of feel like they kind of slide by, like they're not, like, I feel like they're not trying or something. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yes, you do. Your guide's trying to stick up for him. You've got an argument between your guides. You've got one of your spirit guides that are trying to let them get by with it, and the other guide who's saying, no, this is not right. I also see that you need some time for you to recuperate. You're not sleeping right.
Okay.
You're really, you know, you've always been pretty strong, but what they're telling me is you need a vacation. You should be down here with me, and we'd be dancing over here. We're going to dance after this is over. We're going to go. You need to go down and let your hair down and dance a little bit, Jill, and just let them all hang out without you, you know, for a little bit.
Well, you have a 773 number, so does that mean you're from Chicago?
No, that's a 7. No, and it's cool. I have family there. I have a great niece there, but they give
me
that.
Okay, so we'll have to meet because I'm right by there.
Oh,
I'm
cool. Someday,
yes.
someday we'll go out and laugh and just relax. And Jill, the angel's also telling me that I feel like the hurt you've got is you're one of those people that when you love somebody, you give them all their energy. And sometimes you've had people not return that back.
Yes.
But I do feel that I love the fact we're only doing an hour, Joe. You'll have to get a hold of me. We'll do a full reading, but I that's what I'm getting. I do feel that you're going to get through this, but I feel that there's going to be a little separation time, and then they're going to realize that you were right. You're not, you know, you're just trying to make some sense out of some of this. Not, I don't want to say lazy, but just not handling stuff.
Well, they just blame me for everything, and then I'm supposed to say that's okay, and then if I get upset, then everything's always, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't.
Oh. Well, they can just sit back and get a new clue, because you know what? The guys are telling me with you that it's too much, and they're going to get mad either way, so I guess they can whistle while they're doing it, because they're going to be like that. And what the angel's saying is that you're going to end up later with this anyway, that you've got to do some of this to put up some boundaries for you anyway, because they walk all over you if you don't.
Yep.
What I'm getting. And I want to thank you for Psychics Gone Wild. Are you following us? Did you click on that site? Are you one of our regulars that listens to all of us wild ones like me, Linda, and Amy, and Kelly?
No, but you know what? I'm going to be, because you were so right on the money, and I didn't say one word. Not one word, and you were so right on the money, I don't even know what to say. It's off the charts.
Thank you. I love you, too. You guys are so good. I am gifted. I was born with this, and then they said I fell out of the car, got me the most on my head as a kid, and I think they're teasing, but I know that I did pass and come back, and when I drowned and came back as a kid, it's a gift. And Jill, you made my night. Thank you for calling, and we will talk to you again. Let me know. And if they keep being on you, I'll come up to Chicago and scare them. I'll eat anybody.
Okay. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
We are here here 7 days a week at 773-897-6461.
Okay.
So call us back.
Thank you, and thank you for all the time. Thank you.
You bet.
Bless you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty, right into our next caller here, area code 720. 720, that sounds like Colorado.
Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Hi, Jethro.
Hi, how are you? Where have you been?
Oh, where have you been? I've been trying to track you down for the last 2 weeks.
On the road again.
Yeah, no, I've been all the way from the Rocky Mountains to the Smoky Mountains. I'm like, you're some kind of a cool country song.
Yeah, you can tell me about it later. Anyway, I was calling to see if I have a question. Do you want me to ask a question, or do you just want to go?
Yeah, go ahead, please do. And I feel there's energy going with you. Everyone, you know, this is our avatar, and she's a very good family friend and client and just person we love. You're better with the health, but you're going to have to ask the question. I feel like you got a lot going on around you there again.
Yeah, I just have a question about my love life and my finances. My finances are going to improve within the next couple months.
Ooh, love life, you're feeling better. See, those stuff works. We knew. She's on our healthy coffee, and she's out there dating now.
I'm doing it every day.
I'm so glad. Okay, go ahead here and give me the question. That your guys are telling me that you're putting out a lot of work and trying to get back to school.
Yeah, I'm in school now.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What they're showing me and what they're showing me with you is they're showing me the books and the school and the things with it, and they show me that you're going to be going with this, and you've got a relationship that, when you said relationship, what they're showing me is there's going to be two choices for you. One is coming up here, and it's like I say, they're telling me September 8th. They keep saying 9-8, so I'm getting September 8th. You're going to be around with someone, and I don't see this into a relationship. I see this person kind of flirting with you and doing the cute little Bambi eye thing, and I see you kind of popping them on the butt and saying, go back to the forest or something. That's what they're showing me. I know that I have the weirdest chesterism, so I don't laugh at people, but that's how I see it. And what they're saying is that you're gonna kind of say no and let little sad Bambi go back until his horns get bigger. They're telling me that, you know, that the dating there is going to be someone trying to date you that's not ready to date you, is what they're saying in September. And then they're showing me that later they're going to be someone that you're going to be starting a relationship that you want with a healer. This person does green healing energy, and they're working with energy, and, you know. They're telling me that with you. They said that it's going to be, they're making you wait. They're making you wait till close to November. I guess they're going to put this one under your Christmas tree is what they're going to do. And you've got to come see me. I'm going to be in Denver, Colorado. Actually, I'm going back for my birthday. I'm going to be down in December around Christmas, right before Christmas. I'm going to be at the Tattered Book Cover in Denver, Colorado.
Something somewhere, you know, because I've been looking on the Internet for the last 2 weeks because I thought you were going to be here last month. And I didn't see anything, so.
Yes, I will. They pulled it a wild one. I will keep you posted. I know Tattered Book Cover in Denver, and I know there's one in Longmont, and it's got a name that's like, I want to say Staples, but it's not, but it's like something, Bob Wire Wildmont or something. If you know me, I'm out there with the wild, and I'm going to be in those two, on Longmont and Denver, and I'll let you know, sign in the book. And the angels are telling me is that you've got a lot more healing to do. You got to take care of that, not just the throat, but something that's going on with your blue chakra.
Yeah. I've been working on it. I've got a lot of energy work this last time I talked to you.
You feel different with energy.
Huh?
You feel different. You never were asking about a date before. You know, I'm like, woo-woo, you got your toes in the coffee and now your hands in the tea, woo-wee.
So do you see anything as far as my finances improving in the next couple of months?
I see it happening there, and I would love to say that it would. I always keep the prayers out in free will. We're going to make sure that they said you'll be getting a little better after January. This is going to be what we call like one of those hard candy Christmases, if you know what that means, that you're going to be having things happen, but it's not going to be that big, you know, glitzy big presents and all this stuff at the end of the year. What's going to happen is you're going to get through it. You're going to really feel your heart and the love you've got. And then things are going to take off with you a little later in January. They also are telling me that you are really at a point where, excuse me, this blue, they're trying to make me be quiet. Somebody don't want me to tell you. Apologize there. But the angels are telling me with you that you're at a point where you're just about ready to shake the rug. And anything that's odd there, you're going to shake out the door. And then it's going to be really good. And it's because you're getting your health up, you're getting things up. And I love the angels. They always, you know, prioritize health first and then finances, and that blessing's coming. I see you doing some other health later, and it's after the year, and it's ironic because your school is going to work out even better. There's some other finances that's going to come along and help you. It's like, you know, where people find out that it's not just another scholarship or another financial. There's something here financially that's going to be to your advantage. I see it after the year, you know. And last time I saw some people, it was when our great president and them helped with some of the students. But there's something financially like that. There's something that's going to be better for you and what you're doing, and it's going to be more money. They're telling me you'll hear about it after January 19th.
With school?
With whatever you're doing in your school, with you're getting your grades and your last, you're getting some kind of an extra financing for your school is what I get financial.
Yeah, but they took a lot of money back, so that's a surprise to me. they took, you know, I'm kind of at my limit there.
There's the love. Here you are studying, working hard, and they're pulling it back. What is this, you know? Dating a rubber band? Like, that money was mine.
Well, what they did, actually, you get to a limit, and then you can't get any more. So they kind of took that back. So that's why I'm surprised to hear you say that.
I'm seeing later something happening. I see some things work out, and it ends up being able to work with it. And, you know, this is one thing I love with the, you know, and this is the good thing with God, is that when you're really working hard and we've got, we always have this. And I understand our comedy and tighten the belt, but I do see this working with you, that something comes through here where in January it ends up where you get some of it and they work with you on, you know, you've got to live, too, while you're going to school. It's great to be feeding the brain, but you got to feed that body in the house, you know.
Right.
You know, studying, and I see them doing it, so. I really feel that with you, and I thank you, and we're going to get together. I'm going to be back on more. I know everybody's like, where did he run off to? And I said, they grabbed me for the book signing, threw me up to the family, fed me, and rolled me down the river.
Okay, so you didn't come to Colorado at all the last couple of weeks?
Not yet.
Oh, yeah. I was in Colorado, and we basically, the ones that they've got signed me up, and they put me more in November, and we went ahead, and I had a family there. We bought a vehicle, and then we just... I went right straight up to Wyoming is where I ended up, and did a book signing there.
Okay.
It was the closest they did to Colorado. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, let us know, because I was trying to tell Jill and my other friend, I told them that you were going to be here, but I never could find, you know, any dates or anything posted on the internet.
I get around. They'll tell you. I was on the Barry Show. I was on the Heather DeLucio Whispering Spirit shows, and I've been all over. I'm quick. I'm fast. You got to watch me. I'm quick.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, and I will. No, thank you and blessing. And you have Jill calling. We'd love to hear from her in Colorado too. We just had a Jill by Chicago, and you know we love everybody. And thank you. And I better.
Well, I think she may be calling tonight. I think she may be calling tonight. So I'm gonna listen.
Great, thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
All righty. You betcha.
Bye,
Kelly. Talk to you again.
Bye.
Bye. Call us again. All righty. We got one from 803. This is, we got two from 803, but this one, the first one caller is from, next three is 610. So 803, 610, you're on with us.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You betcha.
Hi, Zachary. This is Brandy. And you and I had spoken back and forth through the email, and I'm lucky that I was able to, you know, talk with you tonight.
Yay, I'm so glad. I feel so bad. I tried to call you, and I knew you were with your kids. And then the last time I called,
okay.
I think it's a kid thing with you. And I laughed. I'm like, I'll catch her. And then I got the call. I called a few minutes, and my grandson kept playing with the phone, and I don't know. I mean, he's only 1.5, and whatever he did to my phone wouldn't play right. And I'm like, you give that back to me. And so I got the phone, and I called you again, and I'm like, so I knew you, and then I got your answer machine. Brandy, I'm glad you called. I know you were having some things here going on with your sister and me. When last time I was, I kept thinking of your sister that was in school, and I feel like she's kind of protecting you. You've got some health things you want to look at?
Well, no, actually, that the surgery was done and over with on Tuesday, so everything's going good with that. I just got, you know, my tubes tied, so no more children for me.
Cool, but, well, cool. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're doing good. I'm glad.
Thank you. The question I was going to ask actually is, I recently became, you know, friends with someone in the neighborhood who seemed like a good person, and now I'm starting to get some strange vibes from her, and I almost feel like she could be the type of person who smiles in your face and then says things, you know, when you're not there. So I'm just wondering, you know, are my feelings right on about this person? Am I getting the right vibes?
I feel that. And Kelly, what are you sensing? Because you're picking up something. Your guys are telling me something here. Kelly, what are you sensing about this person that she's talking about? Your gut feeling there.
Not sure. I'm kind of ambivalent. It's like, I'm not sure what I'm getting with that.
I felt that. I felt your guys do that. And they're telling me with you that as they're also going through it with it, that as you're holding up an energy there, this person that your gut feeling you never go against. And what I'm getting with you is that that's part of what they're saying. And well, Kelly's guides are real strong. Kelly's a reverend, if you didn't know. All of a sudden, her guides just went, whoomp, and they put a wall up around me and you and her. And it's like, whoa. I'm like, Brandy, you know, I always tease Kelly when they go whoomp like that. They're telling me that you're right on with what you're feeling. Go caution here. This person is out for themselves, and they're not just being two-faced. Sadly, as you try to address or be around them, you just come through a surgery, and you're getting your life together. Your family's going together. This person seems to be something with you. They're just, like, sometimes bad for the sad of bad, and they just like to cause problems. And, you know, the best thing that we can do against any kind of thing like that is to shine the light, be positive, and just... The more they do that to you, the more you just kind of, you know, you're just indifferent to them. Because the key is love and hate walk hand in hand. The key to it is indifference. And I see this person's got something a little jealous with you or something. They're kind of, they look like one of those little Pekingese dogs with a nose ring. I don't know why they keep showing me that. But it's like, ooh, that's not pretty. Don't ever do that with your Pekingese. I'd be bummed. But it's just like, it's like they're showing me that they've got their nose in a snip or something. The guides are telling me, does that make sense? Do you know what that means? They're saying like their nose is in a snip, like they've got something wrong about their own thing. So they kind of make up things and do odd and they do that. And they're telling me, the angels with you, that you're really loved. I thank you. I remember when you called before and your sister and that you've got a very protective sister when you've got this energy. And the guides are telling me that, like they said, you'll get through this stuff. You just got to be a little careful with your back. I'm sensing with the guys that you've got to, you know, you've got to lift with your legs. I don't know if anyone's ever told you that, but you've got to be careful.
Okay.
You love your kids. Your kids love you, but you work so hard. And you be careful. Make sure with your back. I feel that.
Okay, good. And so I guess the problem with that person was you're right on with what you say about her. And I just try and be nice and, you know, keep the peace, and I know how to keep my distance from certain people. I just don't want her to try and, you know, make other people think things that aren't true, because she seems like that kind of person who will, like, make lies up and stuff. So have you ever heard of writing someone's name down and putting water in a cup and freezing them? Do you think that will work?
I've heard of people saying that, to put them in the freezer, and I've always joked about it because, you know how I eat. I'm like, I'm not taking any space in my freezer for some bad person.
Yeah.
There could be some food in that spot. You know, I like beef, and it's like I just, you know, but I do, and I will tell you the real honest thing that I will do with it, though, is I will put their prayer in there, and I will turn it over, and I will take and make like a leaf. I'm water. Fine, and I'll make a leaf, and I'll put their name on it, and I'll put it out in the water, and I'll see that water take them away. And I visualize it going to the higher power, and everyone knows I'm real Christian, and I will say that. And I turn it over to him, and I visualize big white hands taking it. And I'll tell you the most coolest things. Everybody always teases me, you know, what happened to your enemies? What happened? I go, I turned them over to our Father, and it rocks. I mean, people tell me, and I've heard that, they say you put their name on an onion, and you slap it three times, and you twist it. Well, who's going to waste that onion? That onion can go on my hamburger. Then they told me that was in the fridge, and I go, you know, and I've heard of people doing it, and I guess that if you think of it mentally, you're putting that energy out. I don't want you to do any intense. It's going to hurt you, Brandy. Because what if you
I don't want to put negative out.
Yeah, and then your angel puts it in the fridge and goes, well, what if I give them a little frostbite, and then they got a pinchy face with a ringy nose and gray hair, and then they're all mad at you because their hair don't match their shoes. And it's like, oh, no. So what I really feel in love with it is that, Brandy, they're telling me you've got such angels. You just turn it over, and you're going to notice something as you start putting the light in your house. When we were talking last time, now that your health's gotten through, and that's what they're telling me, they're going to give you a little more healing. And, you know, after a surgery, no matter what, it takes a while, not only for your body physically, but spiritually it takes a little while. And so what the angels are telling me is you're going to heal and strengthen up. And what's going to also happen here is you're going to start putting white in that house. I see there's just like, you're very spiritual already, and it's going to start being like puffy cotton clouds and clouds of positive white energy. And that's part of why this person was put in your path. It's like a test. I always call it a test. And this guy that puts this person there, because your first reaction is to slam the nose on their nose. Go, get out of my business. Second thing is stop being a snappy. And the first reaction with all humans, we want to say, you know, we want to make them back off. So if you hurt their feelings, and the key to it is that indifference. I see you doing it, and I see that later there's going to be something there. There's going to be a problem with the neighbors, and some they're getting into other people's business there too, and someone's going to start having a fight with them. And you, by you being Switzerland and out of the way, you'll miss all of their negative there.
Awesome, yeah, and then others will see the true colors of her. Well, that sounds perfect, and I will definitely take your advice. And it's always great to talk to you, so thank you so much.
You too, Brandy. And I have a feeling someday I'll get to sign a book for you or meet you and bless you and tell those kids we all love them and keep listening in.
I will, definitely. Thank you. Have a good night.
All righty. Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow. This is our old home week, Kelly. We've had a lot of people from the month, and I want to thank all you guys that here we are going to the river and listening to you, and I love all you guys. You guys are our family, and this is kind of wild. Me and Kelly started this baby out in February, and here we still are, thanks to you listening.
Exactly. Yes, thanks to people who listen in. We really do. It makes our show. All righty. We got about 24 minutes, and we got like at least five people in queue here, so let's buzz right along. And
I'll pick it up. I'll quit rattling my list and get right to the thing. Okay, she says go to work. I know that song.
Yeehaw. All righty. Well, we got another 803 caller. 803, and this one is 322.
Hello. How are you guys?
Pretty good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good.
I apologize because you told you the time. Hey, Kelsey, how are you? I'm going to go quickly with you just because we got other people pushing behind, but I feel like I see a little bit of energy happening for you. You've got a serious question. Can we just go ahead and have you ask the question? You're wondering about something real strong, and I feel like your guides are talking to you, but you're not... You're hearing your angels, but you're not wanting to know the answer. What are you looking for?
Right now, my worries have been going towards college. I've just been stressing about if I'm going to get into it and, like, if I'll have enough money to go.
I don't blame you. In these times we're in, I see you also putting in some other efforts, and I see you doing both. I see you going into the college, and I see you taking, like, the minor things, and then I see you working a little bit, and other things kicking in where you end up doing some kind of a journeyman, or they see you're going to go in and do some kind of training. You've got a really good skill with kids. You've got a really good ability to be not only a teacher but a counselor. You've got something else happening here. You've got somebody that's trying to date you or be with you, something that's going on where you've got to be a little careful with that guys are telling you that's what's got you with the thing. Is the college is very important for you, but I see that also you've got some things that are happening where you are. It's like you're looking at doing some kind of a work with it, and they said you're going to be able to go in and do it. Just look at doing some kind of extra work with it and some training with it too. Nursing would be good for you. They keep telling me you'd be really excellent in the healing, the health arts.
Okay.
Yes, and I do see you getting through. I see you also working with it. You got something else happening too that you're kind of grumpy with somebody there. I keep feeling like where you are that somebody's there is not really doing what they were gonna or helping you where you could have went to school. Something happened here.
Well, I don't know if it's grumpiness, but recently my dad had passed away, and ever since he had died, we've just been in a very tight spot with money, so college became a very small, like, achievement for me. Like, I just felt like I wouldn't be able to go now because we don't have a really good income now, so that's probably what you're thinking of, though.
And I apologize, because sometimes when I see the vision or I see the thing, I see your face looking, and the wording should have been more distraught or upset, but I just keep seeing it. And when you said the other energy, all I kept focusing was with you. They're also showing the other energy. You know, it's hard economy, but I see you going through some of this, and I see you working with some different ones of it, and you're able to get in. You know, your dad and you have the dream. I see you going through it. No one thing that's in the blessing here is that this energy, they want you to help people, and you've got so many choices. You're too smart not to. I mean, the only thing that would make even more horrible is that if because of your dad over there in the light and helping you, if we couldn't get you, you'll be able to get into it. I've seen people go in with a student counselor, work with student aid, you know, and I'm one of those big believers that, you know, they need to help us. This is why we're here in this country. And, you know, you're too smart. I mean, your dad loves you very much, and I see a really hard thing that's happened is things were going on there. It's been one of those things that it's ingrained with the angels. They're going to find a way, and I see you doing it. You hear of a lot of people do it with their scholars, and then they end up doing some little bit of a loan, like the one the caller earlier. And I see you going through, and I see what's really good for you is that you're going to end up in college, but I see you take an elective, and then later you end up deciding, I still get you in counseling. I see you're going to end up being like an excellent counselor.
You say, since you said counseling, actually that's what I want to pursue. Like, that's the career I really want to do. I want to be a high school guidance counselor. And I just want to I've always wanted to work with kids and help them as much as I can because, you know, I'm going through that right now, so I know the teenagers need help, you know what I mean? So.
And I got a really good suggestion for you, and you're going to really, this is an energy, and it's like working with like the AmeriCorps. It's an organization that helps against Coalition Against Violence. It helps with children advocacy, and you are phenomenal. You are a perfect candidate to go help. You get paid a check. You get a small amount, and you also get college tuition for the year, and you are perfect. You know, check there and find a Coalition Against Violence or a Safe Projects and some of that and find out how they do and talk with them because they are the ones that they do a college fund for that reason. And one thing about our great country is that we've just put a bunch of money financially into those organizations to help us. You're going to make a perfect one. I'm getting a really good buzz, and the angels are telling me that you're going to be helping there. I can personally tell you from doing that kind of work, it's very rewarding. You've got that same energy I have that we love people, you know, that call us silly, but what do we got here? We got all these flavors of people, and they're pretty cool, especially the young ones. They rock. You know, I see you doing that. I also got to tell you something from the other side, and I'm supposed to let you know, don't ever forget for a minute that he's not far with you. There's a lot of love there. And I'm sorry, I apologize, my throat here. He's telling me that there's going to be some really good blessings later. And as you get through the other stuff that you've had happen, the angels are going to really give you a very, really strong blessing later that you know that some of the things that happened back there, the guy had him go, but the blessing is they'll take care of you here.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Bless you. And I'm glad you called in. I hate to run on you. You hang on and you follow our show and you call in again because me and Kelly will be here for you.
Okay. Run thank you me. So much.
You betcha. Have a good one.
Have a great night.
All righty. And she's right. We're buzzing on down the line here. Okay. Our next one is Airy Code 510. Come on. Let's behave studio. Okay. Okay, it's circling. Circle wagon. Come on, there we go. 510, you're on.
Blog talk. Don't you know what happened?
I know, it's logging people off. It is. Hello.
Well, our energy's so wild, and we got Linda somewhere. I can hear Linda Irwin somewhere. I can feel her energy. She's out in the orbit somewhere. I can feel that strength. It's like, whoa, we got the caboose.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
Thanks. I don't know whether I have a question about relationship or career. Whatever comes in for you strongest, I suppose.
Okay, if you'll give me your first name, I could feel your energy, and your guide is a little shy with me, so I got to have you say your first name and your date of birth.
Oh, Annie. Do you want the year, too?
Yes, please.
9677.
Okay. I'm getting that you've got somebody that's kind of, it's like they don't understand you, and yet I feel like you said love and relationship. I feel like there's not, something's not done. There's a love that's kind of been shut the door on, and yet they're still peeking around the door. They're showing me that, the guys are showing me that you've got something there that's still going to kind of be there, and it's not going to get handled, but I see something new coming in for you, Annie. I see your guides are really, when you love really deep. I'm seeing some really strong energy there with it, and they keep telling me that there's like something from the past that was a learning process or an energy that they keep trying to look around the door, and I see that you've got people who really care with you, but you have to be careful because you get, when you go in love, you go head over heels, and there's no bottom to that water for you.
Yeah.
They're showing me that there's a, I feel like that, and I feel like man, you've got some people that are really interested that you need to, you keep like saying no, and they keep liking you, and it makes you try to be nice, but you have to finally go, I mean no, like ding ding on their head, no. There's something going on here. You've got some people who have a crush on you, or it's more than that. They just, you're that Virgo, that 9-9, you know, that 9-6, 9-6. They're telling me September 6th. You've got the other energy here that they're telling me with you that you are not only going through the other part of this, but I see you going through. There's one person that needs to know the truth, and he's. I feel like there's a male who's not hearing what you're telling him.
Yeah.
It's like they show you talking and him kind of, it's like he's, it's not that he's just not getting it. You know what I
mean? Are there any other? Go ahead.
You're okay. I see you turn around and I see that happening. I see you having a new, they said there's a newer relationship. There's someone coming in. This person has got it's ironic, but they're showing like a muscle builder. They're showing me someone who lifts weights.
A muscular guy, you said?
They're telling me they're like lifting weights. And I don't see it like a Libra, like the scales, but I'm seeing something like that, like a physical lifting. And I see this happening. And I'm asking the guys, and it's like they said by the time you get into Libra, which is actually the last of September, the first of October, so by the time we get in, there's going to be another relationship. I also see that you've got, I feel like for a minute I thought you were, not, I wouldn't say with child, but you had something here. Have you had a child? Is there something going on female-wise? I'm feeling something here.
Oh, no, I don't have any children.
Okay, well, you might be looking at that a little later. I'm still a little future here with that. They're saying that that's going to be part of it. I feel like somebody wants to, either they want you to have their child or there's something about a child. But I see you physically, and I'm feeling like later in the year, don't laugh at me, but I've been a father a couple times. I've been around people that are pregnant, and I'm feeling that feeling like, you know, be careful of this end of the year. You know, if you don't want to be a parent yet, really make sure, watch with, you know, take care of those kind of things, because the guys sometimes are scary with that. They don't understand that, you know, they're like, here, we want one, and it's like, well, we didn't go shopping for that.
Yeah. The person that lifts weights, or that the next person that I'm supposed to be in a relationship with, is that him that wants me to have his child? Is that what they're saying to you?
Yeah, and it's one of those things where, ooh, go slowly, you know. You can, and love someone. I advise everyone. I love children, as we were just talking. I'm a child advocate, and I had two great boy sons. I really wanted more, and I didn't start until 25. And the only reason I'm telling you is they're saying this, take it slow with your guys. If you're not careful, you could end up in a relationship where someone loves you and wants to have a child, and they're not taking it slow, and then you end up bringing this in because the guys want you to have children. They're telling me that over and over. They're like, "Ooh, be careful. Make sure contraceptives." You said you haven't had a child. I'm like, you're one lucky woman, because it's cool, but yet you're going to even be with it. They said later you're going to have a child by here within the next year.
Oh, my. So is the next person that I'm going to be with, is that long-term, like marriage?
They said this person wants that. They want the long term. They want a child, and you got to take it slow. You're the one's got to put the brakes on, or you'll end up with a child. You'll end up with all this real fast. And the whirlwind is great, but they're telling me that they want you to take it slow, so everything kind of falls in, and you guys got the love, so you're not stressed. You know, this person's like, you have people go gaga for you, which is my compliment. Gaga is when people just fall in love with you. They get smitten. You know, when people fall in love with you, they're like woo woo, and they, you know, they get that look in their eye and they're in love.
Oh, wow. And that's going to happen, like you
said,
October? Or
That's what they're saying, around in October. And yeah, that's what
you're
going to
have
him hiking
right indoors.
I'm going to have what?
Woo.
I'm going to have what?
I told him he's going to have you hiding indoors, not going outdoors.
I know.
I think it's cool, but I'm a Scorpio. To me, that rocks. And I feel bad. I looked at it. I'm getting a beep. You know, I hope we helped you, and I got to run, you guys. I continue to follow, and I think we're close to the hour. I've got to go here.
We've got two more. We've got two more to go.
All right. Thank you so much.
I wonder what time it is, because I know our show cuts off and goes to an hour until we get it. So any of you guys who do get through, please call us back at 773-897-6461, and I welcome you. You know, we give you what you got, and you always can get a hold of me at 928-284-0437, and I can give you a half an hour reading, and I can give you a full hour. You can get me on www.jeffrosmith.net, and we welcome all you guys, and I love you guys. Please, you know, if you didn't get in tonight, call in early next time, and I love you, and I got to go.
All righty. We've got, let's see, 302 here, really quick.
How many minutes?
We got 10. We got 10 minutes. We got two callers. I'll give you notice of five.
Okay,
we got you.
Okay, we're rocking.
Hello, 302. You're live on the air.
Oh, hi. It's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi. My question is either career or love life. For career, do you think that I'm in the right job and that I'll be there for a while?
Jackie, I'm feeling like you've got some things there that the guys are trying to get you to do some other work. It's like you do what you do, and yet you've got more potential, and yet it keeps the things happening. They're showing me like a substance. It's like you're good at what you do, and yet you have some other potential, and some things are there. And you said there for a while. I feel like there's some kind of. I keep seeing a male who's kind of hard to handle. It's like he doesn't seem like he's really easily pacified or handled when it comes to work.
That's weird because I work with all women. Maybe they have male energy, do you think?
Something male, yeah, it's something male. And maybe, I don't know if I mix in your relationship because you said the two, but when I feel career, they say that it's okay, and if this is a female, what I will tell you and what I'm getting is this person, the reason I thought that, you know, and they're dark-haired, it's short-haired, and I assumed a man because they have kind of a masculine body.
Huh.
Dark, there's like dark, short hair, and they keep telling me that this is part of what, with career and things happening there.
Oh. Because this is a new job for me. Do you think, and I was out of work for a year. I mean, will I be staying there or...
I feel a change coming in. Do you feel it's a new one, but I think it's going to be a positive change. I see something coming out that ends up being a better situation. This is kind of like, this is the transition with the ladies. I see you later with this other, and I'm getting this not too far down the future. Said this is a new job, but I see you going to another job out of your own choice. I don't see you getting fired, but I see you going to work for this male, and I see it being stronger, but I see it seems to be advantage. Now, I keep picking up, this is like, is it sales or marketing? I keep seeing a lot of...
Yeah, I'm in sales.
That's what I'm... Okay, you got me going, Becky. You've got some intense guides, and I feel like the guides are telling me that you've got more potential. They keep saying that over and over. They also are telling
me... Yeah, I totally do.
I totally
have more potential. I mean, I don't mean to be, you know, ungrateful or anything, but...
I'm getting it, and I'm seeing this, and I do apologize. Sometimes in timing, I'm making them focus in, the guys, and they're not even showing this other job. They're just like, they're giving me the, you know, like you have more potential, and they're telling me that. They're also telling me that this females that are there are so silly. They're like, you know, they're like stepping over dollars for dimes. That's a wild expression. And you're like there, and they're like, okay, and you end up doing this extra stuff because they can just dump it on you. A lot of times they're more worried about their lipstick shade than they are about what they're doing.
Yeah, very much
so. Is this some goo? Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's really man, your guys are on you. I love your guys. Jackie, why didn't you call in earlier? Your guys are hilarious. They're showing me that these people are just, like, silly. They're like, they look like this silly little doll with their hair worked out, and they're all having a fit, and they're missing all this stuff that's going by, and... The promotions and the other things are happening, and they're like, oh, no, we're not going to do that. We're worried about silly stuff. And they said that this is going to be – I see you in a different job. You said your job, and I apologize, we're down the last few minutes. Please, you know, get a hold of us. I'd like to look at the relationship because there's something here about baseball with you, and I don't know if this is a male relationship or a past one.
Okay.
I keep getting baseball, so I don't know if that's someone coming or
– Baseball?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hysterical. Yeah. I'm going to call you back.
I think you should. I'm very good. I can feel that.
Okay, great. Well, I want you to get to your next caller.
All right.
Thank
you. We're here 773-897-6461 7 days a week. So But you got to catch Jester on his time.
Thank you.
You bet.
All right.
Or
bye-bye.
His 928-283-0437. Thanks for calling in. All righty. Here we go. Last one out of queue today, 203. You're our lucky one who gets to be the last meeting today.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Hello.
Hi, Jeff. What is Woody?
I know this voice. That's what I was saying. How you doing, man?
Not
there,
okay.
Wilder than ever out. Good to hear from you, man. You're one of our
you
family. Jesse.
I guess I want to just what you see coming for me. Look for.
Ooh, I'm feeling here with energy with you. I'm going to make Kelly read you. I'm feeling with us both because I also am here in a little bit, but as she's talking for a minute, I can also, I apologize, I got someone doing Janis Joplin over here, and it's really pretty, but I'm on a river, so I'm trying to find a safe zone.
All righty, I need a birthday siren.
10-10-80.
9-10-80?
No, 10-10-80.
Oh, 10-10-80, okay, there we go. That would make a huge difference. Ooh. Yes, it would, okay. Queen of Clubs and Five of Clubs. All right. Go for it. Go for it, Jethro.
I'm feeling the energy. The guy just told me as we got through the energy and they gave me that other part that you're going to be not only doing your other part of the music, you've got something new that's coming in with the relationship, and they're wanting you to balance out and have yourself in a part of the relationship you're looking for. They're showing me that they're saying this is coming into this out of, and I see the older relationship and the working together, but I still see you kind of really coming into a new energy, Woody. They're telling me that you're going to be able to handle what you wanted, and one of those things is your career is going to do real well. They're still going with that, and they keep showing your children there. We're going with the kids. I see you out, and then I see you doing some other balancing, and the balancing is going to be that we've got to get some of this music. They keep showing me that you've gotten it in there, the stage of the. Oh, we need to get them in front of some people that are going to make it happen.
Yeah, we have a show in 2 weeks.
Excellent. Rockin', Woody. You know what we need to hear. Yay, the prayers are working, and I see it. I see you doing real good. They're telling me while you're doing that, they really notice this and do the energy. Stay good, Woody. Stay focused. You know, this isn't all about hot man hour. You're going to get tested, and when the other ones come in, you just be casual. You're a family man. And you're going to rock in and out. They're so professional, they're going to be wanting your autograph. And the angels are telling me, Woody, that you've been really working hard on it. And they're looking at the energies, not just through the music, but you've really focused in there. And I got before, and I still see that. I see your kids later coming in, and I see you guys, you're doing real well. There's going to be next year some kind of contract where they sign with you, and some of your other music's going to be out there going it. You know, always remember, don't do anything unless it's gone and your name's on it. Make sure your music's always with it. I've been getting a lot of word from all of our friends in California. A lot of the other music is make sure that it's on your name because people will take the music. They'll come in and hear that music and grab it and run, you know.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I'm going to say I got one thing here for him. He's got a 9 of clubs this year as his long-range card. It's a card of it's called mental disappointment and frustration, which is what sometimes happens when things in your life come to an end. It's like this year was a graduation year. It's a year of fulfillment, but you're going to be experimenting with one of the more important endings in your life. It could manifest as either loss or completion of a certain line of work. Many people coming up against your plans to the extent you have to abandon them. The universe is trying to tell you it's time to let go of some of your cherished ideas or plan and move on. If you can see this and follow the changes, you're going to discover you're much better off for the ending. So it's like, but, you know, one ending is a new beginning. So it sounds like music might be the new beginning here. But the Pentacles is universal knowledge, and it means a mind that's able to perceive things beyond the boundaries of what we call reality. So many have experienced some unique and powerful awakenings, the soul under this influence. Positively applied, it could reward you with universal knowledge and success in sharing it with others, which music is a great way to, you know, share universally with others. Everything good about this card comes from surrender to universal will, letting go of our limited thinking. So you would have had some mental disappointments and endings.
90 seconds. See you later, Woody. The phone just went off, and I don't want to lose your blessings to you from Psychic Jethro in Missouri. And thank you. Have a good one. We'll talk to you again. Call in. And you guys remember Sandra Green on Wednesday nights has a beautiful voice. Get her to sing sometime. Talk to you later. Bye.
Cool. All righty. All right. Did it blog us off totally? Oh, we still got like 30 seconds left, Jethro. Ending pieces. What would you like to say? Oh, we might have lost him. Okay. Not sure on that one. Yep, all right. Well, I think we lost Jethro for the evening, but it's like last 20 seconds here. All right, let's see. We've got Living in the Realm. I believe Linda said that's going to be on. Is that later on tonight? I was trying to follow along. We got 10 seconds. Okay, Linda, are you guys on later on tonight? And she's still typing away here. Okay, not sure. Anyway, Jethro is still doing the coffee reading through September 3rd. Either call him or myself at 928-284-0437 to get his coffee or tea reading. And let's see, also 719-289-4907 to get that. Okay, 9 o'clock Mountain Time. Okay, so 714-333-3354 is going to be on later tonight. And give those gals a call there if you didn't get on this evening. So we will see you all again. And we're having our NASA countdown. So, all righty. Thank you guys for being a great group here tonight. And we'll talk to you again at Living. Psyche's Gone Wild. There we go. Living in the Realm. We'll talk to you later on tonight. Have a great one, everybody.